Blog Talk Radio.
Before I even get into what just happened, hello, how are you? It is me. It is I, Sugar Licious Me, and I am on air right now. I need to give my sisters the phone number. I have been trying to get on air for the past 3 minutes, and it said I wasn't on air, and it was like not showing me that I was on air, but I was on fucking air. It was just real weird. I've never had this issue before. It was just weird. I'm serious. Jeez. I already feel like it's going to be one of those nights already. Anyway. How is everyone doing? I have not done a show in so long that it's like my mind is like gone right now. So you have to excuse me if I seem like a little out of it. But yeah, we were supposed to do the show at 9 o'clock sharp. And of course, what happened was once we was going to do it, It wasn't. It let me call in. It said the show was going to start, but it did like a blank screen. Like it didn't say I was on air. It didn't show my music, so I couldn't control anything. And I'm heavy breathing and trying not to get excited and upset and pissed off because it's been one of those days today. But otherwise, everything is fine. So how the hell is everyone tonight? Yes, I need to get in the mood because as you can right now see, my mood is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Wow, it's like, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to allow my sisters to come in because right now my mind is like, again, what the fuck? Topic tonight, for those who are calling in, it will be, yes, if you don't do it in real life, why would you do it in Second Life? And for those who don't know what Second Life is, don't ask me because I've already told you. I'm going to put the first caller on the line with me since I am like, yeah. Caller, you are live on air, which really is me. Hey, Sissy, how are you?
Dying. I'm dying.
How are you? Did you hear what happened? I couldn't even get on air. It was, like, real weird. Like, it was a blank screen. I couldn't even get on air. I thought we were going to, like, miss the show again. And what do you mean you're dying? She's not dying. She's not.
I'm dying. The pain, the stress, everything. I don't want to be pregnant anymore.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, yeah, she's pregnant, by the way. That's why she said she's dying and all this other, I'm dying. There's nothing wrong with her. She's just pregnant. That's it. Nothing
but
other than just.
But would you do it in real life? Would you do it in real life? That's the question.
Yes. Would you?
I didn't speak on this. I've seen people getting with their brothers, their sister, their aunt, their nephew, their niece, their uncle, their cousin, their grandpa, their dad. It ain't cute. Would you do it in real life?
Asking me.
Yes.
No. But I have morals. I wouldn't do it in real life because I have morals. And a lot of people basically say that the reason why they do it is because it's Second Life and they're not really related to them. But my view of that is that if Uncle Bob was Uncle Bob when you were 5 years old, and let's say you're now 21, but he's been Uncle Bob all this time, and then you find out, because we all have an Uncle Bob or Aunt Sally who's not really related to you, but your mom and dad feels like they're like a part of the family. You all know what I'm talking about. So if Uncle Bob's been Uncle Bob for all that long, and then all of a sudden you realize that Uncle Bob is not really Uncle Bob, he's not related to you, do you really cross that barrier and that line to be with Uncle Bob because, hey, he's not really related to me. I could fuck him. I mean, do you really do that? I don't think you should.
That's trifling because Second Life is all about character. People go off of character, like how you are. We all see that. I say that I will never ever mess with my brother. Somebody I call my brother on SL, and then I turn around and do it. Like, of course you're gonna look at me like, okay, this bitch is nasty.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Hold on, let me let the other caller on. Caller, you are on the line. Who were you speaking to?
I didn't want to be on the line. It's Lisa.
Lisa.
Hey. Lisa May. I didn't want
to
be
on
the line.
We sound like we just really just don't want to be here right now. But the fact of the matter, it's been a long day for all of us. It's been an emotional day for some of us. It's just been crazy.
But we're here. I'm not as hype as I was before due to the fact that I'm dying.
You're not dying.
Here we go. Caller, you are now on the line. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, no. Good. Oh, that's Bestie. Hey, Ugly.
That's it.
Wow. Feel the love. Feel the love.
What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about the whole family thing, right?
Yeah,
we were talking about the whole
family. Yeah. I had a situation this week where I found out oh, my God. I don't even want to say it because then they'll know I'm talking about them. I witnessed this happening this week, and it aggravates me because, you know, in the beginning, they act like this person has a child, Abby, and a grown-up Abby, and the other person that they're related to, they have that family bond, and now all of a sudden, y'all are fucking? Like, really? It's just, it blows my mind. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, Star had said earlier that she feels that, you know, they utilize Second Life to do things they wouldn't do in real life. And I understand that because, I mean, you know, I would not go into a lesbian club in real life. I just wouldn't. And it's not having anything with lesbians. I love them to dear. But I just know I wouldn't go in because I would probably feel a bit uncomfortable, just me being honest. And and because of the fact that I would feel uncomfortable, I wouldn't go. And
yeah,
I would go in Second Life, clearly.
Well, going into a lesbian club is way different than fucking your aunt or your cousin
right.
or your sister.
Exactly.
I think it's the morals. People got to understand it's morals. For me, my father has been daughter and father for 8 years now. I've never looked at him like nothing else. I don't want to look at him like nothing else. I think it's just the person's morals. That ain't got nothing to do
right.
with, oh, this is Second Life. You're supposed to have another life. Hell no, because in your first life you wouldn't do it, so why would you do it in your second life? I don't understand
exactly.
how you just had the courage enough to be messing with somebody that you call family.
Right.
People take family word lightly as fuck.
Yeah, people take a lot of words lightly as hell. People take a lot the love word, for example, they take that lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't even take serious on SL no more because niggas be in love in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I know. Don't even say the L word. You don't mean it. Come on now.
Like in 2 days, you're like, oh, I'm in love. I'm like, damn, what happened?
No.
Right.
I like you deeply. Something like
that.
I like you a lot.
Well, that's the problem, though. People fall for each other too quickly as it is. And it's just, you know, that shit gets old after a while. Because I had a friend that came from IMVU, and she was pissed because she couldn't find a boyfriend in less than a week. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
She said, well, in IMVU, you know, you meet somebody within 2 days, you're together. I'm like, really? Well, you just walk in the Second Life because it's not like that here. I mean, they fall quick, but not within 2 or 3 days. That's a little bit excessive.
Well,
some
people fall quick
because they ain't got no life.
Like I said last time on your show. Some people do shit on here because they ain't got no life in Aria. Which means people who fall for people quickly like that, they probably ain't got nobody that love them the way they want to be loved. So the first person they get on here is, boom, I love you. Love me back so I can feel better about myself.
Well, you ain't
That's
got no
I
love
feel.
Here either, shit.
Well,
if
I mean,
somebody,
as long as somebody's saying it, people...
Second life.
Well, people ain't going to know who lying to them or who, you know, bullshit with them
honest.
Until they find
True.
Out.
Right, they don't even know the people that they're falling in love with. Have they ever talked
right.
to them? Do they know if they're even a male or a female? You know, there's a lot of stuff behind SL. There's a lot of reasons why people aren't on SL that are, you know, they're just not a spotless.
The reason why
you know?
I'm on SL is because I'm bored, damn it.
Well, yeah, I think I am too. No, you know, I had, I don't know.
I'll tell you the reason.
I'm on it because I'm not very close with my family in real life. So SL gave me that closeness that I didn't have in real life. I have it on SL. Like, I have sisters on here. I'm an only child in real life. I have sisters on here. I have a family on here. I don't have a dad in real life. I have a dad on here. I have a mom in real life. But, you know, we're really close. But we have our moments. And I love my moms on here, you know, because I feel like, you know, I just have that family aspect that I don't get in real life. I have it in SL. That's why I'm there.
Right. Everybody got different reasons why they all
But I also have my real life. I have a son. I have a man. You know, I have stuff that I have to take care of. I have a job. So, you know, it's just people are on there for different reasons. And free to fall in
love. Well, I'm on here.
Like 2 days
I have no social life, quite frankly. I work from 8 to 8, and I have no social life. And since me and my ex broke up and he decided to leave all the finances with me, then, of course, you know, I'm working all these hours to get that shit together. And who wants to go out and party after you didn't work fucking, you know, from 8 to 8?
Right.
It's just not, it's not happening. So I'd rather be on Second Life and
jump
do my fantasy
anyway,
thinking I got money when I know in real life I got to pay all these damn bills and finances. This, that's just basically the truth.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Everybody
come
does
on
have a reason for being on
club.
Here.
Right.
But to be on here is just to find love, and, you know, that's just, it's just a pipe dream. It's, you know, it's not a reality. As long as you stay in the focus of the fact that it's a fantasy. It's a virtual
exactly.
fantasy and not take that. That's
yeah,
the problem.
That's
what, out of game to real life. That's where you make your biggest
mistake. Yeah. But even if it's a fantasy, they got to keep those morals straight. Even if it's a fantasy, they got to keep their morals right. I mean, stuff that you wouldn't do, it's just the whole family dynamic thing. Like, why would you?
Well, the thing is, who's to say they wouldn't do it in real life? I mean, we're just assuming
true.
That they wouldn't because,
you
know, you never know.
I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't associate with people who do it. Bad enough that I know somebody, I won't name their name, but I know somebody who is doing it right now, and I don't approve of it, but I cannot judge them for what they want to do. I mean, I just need
right.
not to be around that person no more, but to each of his own. I guess whatever they do on their game, if they pay their bills for us to play, is on them.
Right.
I would never
do that.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't mess with somebody that I'm calling brother, sister, uncle, aunt. Like,
right.
It's weird. Like,
yeah.
How do you
and
make
then
that
when they do it, you know what
how
kills
do you
me?
Make that transition? Like, how do you make the transition from calling that person your
mm-hmm.
uncle to hey, babe?
You know what's
right.
weird, though? When they,
right.
they do
right.
it with each other, they try to make up every excuse why it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That shit
right.
blows my bubbles. I hate
right.
it. Don't get with your uncle or your brother or your dad. Because you left the family. It don't matter if you left the family, because 9 times out of 10, it's still people in that family that you claim. And regardless of
right,
that, half
exactly.
of the time, you're calling him dad or calling him bro or cousin and that like that. I think that shit just baffles the fuck out of me. And I just sit there and laugh at people who do that, because it's stupid. You should have never got yourself involved calling each other family if you knew you was going to be with this nigga or if you knew you liked him.
Yeah.
And even if you did like him, you should have reserved yourself, pulled back, and found somebody
right.
else. It's like
exactly.
55 million people that play SL. Out of 55
like,
million people,
yeah.
you can tell me you can't find nobody? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just like with
well,
family.
They try
like,
to justify it, you know? They try to justify it by saying, because I know one chick had a whole little, you know, her little whole speech on Facebook was that, well, he's not really my uncle, and fuck all y'all who don't like it. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, and about a week later, he's going to be telling you fuck off. And what happened? I missed it by 1 week. 2 weeks later, she was talking shit about him. So why would you put yourself
right.
in that position in the first place to lose the people who you claim you care about and love as your family to be
right.
with someone, and then they end up telling you to fuck off anyway?
Right.
Just stupid.
I wouldn't do it
either, just because, you know, I take this game how I take my life, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't fuck my aunt. I wouldn't fuck my cousin. I wouldn't fuck my uncle. So I'm not going to do it
the
on this show either.
Alone, the transition alone will make me be scared. Like,
yeah.
Okay. People know that we were brothers and sisters. So now I'm just going to be like, yeah, that's my boo thing.
Right.
Right.
You must still call him nobody this shit.
Right. Like, that's kind of weird, nasty, and everything in those things. But hey, to each his own. People do it, and people will say, no, bitch. It's not just that stuff.
It's not.
Okay, now what if the other person decides to get in the alt? And do it from
That's hot and
see,
yeah,
and that's like shady.
In my family,
I hate that shit. Oh my God,
that
blood, blood, blood.
I had that joint happen, and I did not like it. It's the levels of disrespect, it's the levels of lying to somebody, playing like you,
right,
you're supposed to be this outbound girl, and you really come to find out it's somebody that's close,
right,
to you. It's just
right.
Like that junk, when our family dealt with that, like I was done. I don't fuck with any of them.
Hold on.
I have a question. What if you're in a relationship with somebody, you make an alt to mess with somebody else? That's not bad, right?
That's bad.
No, it's your family. That's not bad. No, you're just cheating. I'm talking about family. Like, if you make an alt, so you can be with your family.
Don't pay her no mind. That's a big head baby talking. That's not bad.
You know what? It's the same moral subject though. If you were with someone who you have a relationship with, would you get with somebody else behind their back? It's still the moral thing. Would you do that?
You're cheating. It's wrong.
That's the same thing.
It's completely wrong. Yeah.
Let's get away from the if you sleep with family issue. Let's say would you be a stripper in real life? Let's take it off of something else. If you would you be a slip? You be a stripper in game? Would you be a stripper in real life? Would you do that?
Possibly.
I mean, I have stripper tendencies in my bedroom. How may I be in front of my mirror and be like,
yeah, exactly.
But that's in
well,
my
that's
personal
in front of
bedroom.
Your man, though. That's
right.
In front of your man. That's something different. But
I mean,
you know, working at a club, stripping, you know, would you do that?
No.
If you wouldn't do it in real life, would you do it in game?
If I was 21, no kids, no man, easy money, I would probably do it.
Really?
You would do it.
I would do it. I think I might do it. It's easy money. You're young. You have no kids, no man, no nothing. Just because it's something that I would always want to do. You want to do something right. You only live once, you know. You want to do everything you can.
If I was to be a stripper, I would do it like states and states and states over, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for long, and it would not be for a minute. It would probably be like a summer job. I would look at it as like a summer job.
It's something
I want to do once. You know what I mean? Like, you at least want to try it once.
Life,
you want to do it once.
So,
yeah, I would probably do it. I would
do it in my bedroom. I'd probably get some and go to the set. I mean, get some heels and everything and invite somebody over and be like, okay, this is just a one-time thing. I'm trying to figure out if I'm about their life.
Messy vibe.
I do it in my bedroom with my belly and everything. Like, hey.
Not leave me in the lesbian club alone.
I'm going to get them papers in a second. I'm going
to
get her ass in my hand, okay? Wait till you get off this phone.
Everybody has some type of stripper tendencies. Everybody in they ha- no female can be like, I've never had a stripper tendency. Like, come on, son, be for real.
Exactly. I have them. Come on now.
Yeah,
I'm like the quietest person around. I got them.
Well, my thing is, what I'm scared of is, what if I start stripping? Like, what the hell am I? I can't twerk. All I have is back, so I'm just gonna be moving nothing but back. And then my little doorknobs. Like, I have no door. I have have no tits or nothing. So they're just going to be like, why the fuck are you on stage? You look like you blend in with the pole.
Right. I got my Abby on the pole right now.
My whole dream of it was trying out to be a stripper. It just went downhill when I looked in the mirror.
Jeez, my knees, man. Here's another. Would you get breasts or your ass enhanced? Like how a lot of women are doing these men MS ass.
I would get my breasts enhanced. I would.
You would?
I would. My breasts? Hell yeah. I got small boobs. I got pretty boobs, but they're kind of small. To me, I feel like they're small. So I would.
No, honestly, I would get a boob job because before I started growing some type of leverage down there, you couldn't grab it. You couldn't grab my boob.
I want a boob job.
It was like a bump there, and it was just like, what the fuck? Like, you have nothing but shit. But it was lickable. I'm not even gonna lie. And I would get a boob job just so when I wear a V-neck T-shirt, it actually looks like a V-neck T-shirt, and not a shirt that's fucking straggling me. So yes, I would get a boob job.
Lord have mercy.
Oh my God. Give me another one.
I'm still on this. Yes, I would get a boob job. Yes, I'd do it. Yes, I would.
Don't write right words.
I wouldn't. But I mean, you know, but I wouldn't.
I would.
I want bigger boobs.
Yeah, I don't even mind the ass. Like, my ass is okay. It's okay. It's lookable. But my
what? It's lookable.
I got a lickable ass.
My boobs. Like, yo, I swear, I wear the biggest push-up in freaking Victoria's Secret. That's what I wear. Because I need to make it look like I have something there. It's horrible. My life is so boobs. True story.
Lord have mercy.
I got a teacup. I need something else.
Okay, I have a question. Say if you're pregnant or whatever. To me, this is nasty, but talking to my real life friends, they're like, oh my God, get your life. But to me, it was like this. Would you have sex with somebody else when you're pregnant with somebody else?
No.
That's nasty thing.
Of course not. Just because you can't get pregnant? Is that why? Just because you can't get pregnant anymore?
Yeah.
So. you have no risk of getting pregnant.
I'm like, don't do it.
You think I don't know you? I know how your mind works.
No. Lord, no. I would never do that. I'm not going dates and stuff. I go on dates and you have to like get to know me for 9 months. Fuck that.
Yeah. Okay.
Get to know me for 9 months. Now, after the 9 months, then we can talk about that. Even then, I might even feel bad because hell no. That's fucking trifling. And then I've heard, like, now, Lessa, you might be able to answer this. Okay. I've heard that pregnant coochie is good coochie.
I'm going to say this. Practice the Kegel exercises. It will work wonders. Kegel exercises is the key word.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, you learn it while you're pregnant. So, yeah, you learn about it when you're pregnant. So you just use those exercises, and, yeah. And after, Well, after you've been pregnant, you know, you got some good poon. Because you know how to squeeze the muscles. Squeeze your muscles.
My I have no idea this was going to be a topic. Have mercy. Have mercy. I don't know where
Kegel
that came from.
Just remember that.
Please
look it up, people. Look it up, people. Kegel exercises. You'll have the greatest pussy ever.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad you guys got on the subject of babies. Okay, I'm glad you got on that subject. Just like in SL. Would you have baby after baby after baby for each
God,
guy
no.
that you get
expensive.
With?
God,
that's
no.
That's expensive as hell. I can't.
I still have a prim baby in my freaking inventory. It's at the nanny folder. It's at the nanny side. It's in the folder. It's in the inventory. It's labeled nanny. The nanny. That's where my little prim baby is. It's been there for like 3 or 4 months already.
I can't do it. I can't have Zuby after Zuby's. Because, for one, it's expensive. That's $10 per Zuby. Hell,
I don't know. You're going to be reusing them shit.
Hey, somebody's on hold. Let me see who this person is. Hold on. You're live with us. Who is this? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Yo. Hello?
His voice kind of
hello?
Okay, we're putting him back on hold because he had nothing to say. He had nothing to say, so I'm putting him back on hold.
I just wanted to listen in.
Okay, he can listen in.
Anyway, back to what we were saying. Zubies are expensive. Zubies babies are expensive. It's like $10 per baby. And then you have to get diapers, and then you have to get a stroller, which is another $10.
Right.
Yeah, my thing needs soap. Does anybody have soap I could borrow or I can have so
right?
I can finally get my
what?
I was trying to get it all to 100, all my little stats to 100, and I couldn't because I'm out of soap. And I don't feel like buying any.
Yeah, that's too much. I
can't. That's expensive though. That's expensive.
But I do have have hats off to those who do it. I couldn't do it. Nope. I'm too cheap.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean it like that.
I like to spend money on myself too much, so I know that me having a prim baby wouldn't be a good idea. I felt like spending money on me too much.
That's
really
the diapers all the time.
I think Sugar should have a prim baby. I think she should do that. I'll donate
mine. If you want to have one,
you all can go to hell, too.
We all can go through it together and be like, hey.
No. And he wants that, too, No.
My niece is pregnant, and I'm trying to get her to be pregnant for 9 months. She thinks I'm
It'll
late.
Be fun. It'll be fun.
Right.
That's
do it.
No.
And you know, there's some people that actually do that, too, that
no,
are pregnant
totally
for
that.
9 months in games.
You don't want to do it.
You totally should, though.
You should, Peach, so we can do it together.
No.
Yeah, do it together. Not me. You do it together.
Do it together.
Oh, my God.
Leave me out of there.
I went to her appointment. This is so funny. I went to her doctor's appointment yesterday, and she's like 2 to 3 months pregnant. And she's like, oh, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're not. You're supposed to be throwing up. You're supposed to be sick. The fuck you mean you're fine?
She made an appointment about her, basically. But,
oh, my God.
She's like, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong.
You're not supposed to be fine.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Peaches pregnant by her brother.
No, because she's not role playing right. She needs to role play right. You're not fine.
She had to role play right. She was messing up my role playing. This is just too much. Okay, now that I have a question. Okay, you have a kid in real life. Would you have a kid on SL?
Yeah, why not?
I don't have one in real life, but why not? I have one in real life, and I got, like, what, 3, 4 on SL?
But
oh, here's
the problem.
Eye.
I don't like that question.
You was getting
what
it in.
Ignore
That's
your kid in the SL kid.
Do I what?
I know, I'm not saying do you. I know you don't, but would you ignore your kid for your SL kid?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
There's a lot of people that do that, though. You know that.
No. Peaches,
you hear little
Demi
screaming in the back. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peaches can even vouch for me. Because her, even her brother said, like, you're the only person that I know on SL. You're one of the few that I've seen on SL that actually pays attention to their kid.
Right.
I think I was getting a picture done, and my son walked in, and he was talking to me, and I was talking to him. And I wasn't paying attention to the computer, and then he walked out, and we did our business, and then I come back to the computer, like, oh, you're the first one that ever do that. Uh-oh. My kid comes first before anybody.
Thank you.
And
exactly.
Anything.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. When I have my kid, you probably won't even see me on that stuff for, like, the rest of the year.
Because she's going to be a baby. My kid's older. I mean, he's older. So I can take care of him and be on the computer and just do my thing. Because he does his own thing.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's over there doing his own thing. He doesn't want to talk to me. He's playing on Xbox. He doesn't want to talk to me. I actually sit there and bother him all the time. While he's on Xbox, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, playing. I'm like, what are you playing? He'll tell me. I'm like, well, what are you doing now? He's like, well, I'm doing this. I'm like, well, who are you talking to? My friends. Well, what are your friends doing? This and that.
I'm like, Mom, you're bugging me right now.
In your business. I am in his business all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to be in my kid's business. Every move he makes, I'm going to be right there, like right down his neck. No, you can't have no damn boyfriend or girlfriend until you're freaking 40. Now get with the program.
I'm going to go down the street. I kicked her out the other day because I didn't want her in here anymore. I'm like, no, she's going to go home. No. You're lucky I let you take him to freaking Slurbon. I only let you take him because I couldn't afford to take him. So I'm going to let y'all take him. But you bring my kid back home. And no, he cannot play date with you. No, you're at school. No.
I've literally seen a lot of people on SL deny their kids the attention that they need for SL.
I'm not. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I'm
well, there's a, I mean,
people.
I know some.
Yeah.
They started off with me in, what was it, in their.com. And they used to, the kid would be saying, I'm hungry. They would be ignoring the kid. Go out. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Or they'd be yelling
like,
in the background.
Thinking, what
or they'd
the
be yelling at
fuck?
Them.
It's not
a good thing. Like, why are you yelling at your kid? Especially screaming for some attention. Get the hell off SL. Sign off.
I yell at my kid, but I'm yelling at him to come here. Like, Jeter, come here so I can pay him attention. I'm not yelling at him to get away from me. I'm yelling at him to come to me. Because I'm going to this or I need that. And, you know, even though my
I mean, a lot of times I'm AFK
a lot. Like, if you hit me up, I'm not hitting you up back because I'm probably off my kid somewhere. We're either doing homework, I'll leave my Avion, I'll just leave it there, you know, and I'll go pick him up from the bus stop, we'll come back, we'll do homework, I'll give him a snack, I'll make him dinner, and the whole time my Avion's on. So just because my Avion's on doesn't mean I'm paying attention.
Okay, I have another question. For the females who are gay on SL, but are straight as fuck in real life, how do you know?
I don't get that. Oh, my God. I do not understand
that.
I don't get that either.
I really don't get that either. And no, they wouldn't be nowhere near pussy, just like me. So why would you even pretend? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what kind of satisfaction do you get out of that? Like, how do you do that? Like, oh, I just got some dick in real life. So I'm just going to log on and get some coochie.
But to me, that is just,
it doesn't
that's
make
just
sense.
Bad because what if a person who's straight, who's you know, and you have someone that's gay and they catch feelings for you, you know, that's really unfair. That's fucked up because you're basically playing games with people's emotions again.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I really don't get it.
I can say that I'm
sure
curious.
It's out of curiosity. I guess I've never been curious, but I'm sure it's out of, a lot of it's probably out of curiosity. I've just never been curious before.
I was curious before.
Me,
when I was in college, I was hella curious. Like, what does it feel like kissing a girl? Like, all these questions was asked. And one day I went to a gay party. And this stud who I was dancing with just basically manhandled the fuck out of me on the wall. And...
kissing
a female, it's like, to me, kissing a female is much, it's so much more intense because, you know, they're putting their everything into it. When you're kissing a male, they're just like, okay, are you going to fuck me out?
Oh my god!
But ever since then, I have been hella curious. I'm sorry, I'm curious.
Not me. I like
always
it
been.
Way
yeah.
Hella curious. It's just to me the way
curious.
The way a man smells, that body, that. Oh, I mean, jeez. I mean, you can't get that from a female. I mean, I don't knock anyone who's like that. Because, hey, to each his own, and you guys know how I'm about that. I stand firm with doing what you should do. But to me, the sin of a man, the way he feels, there's nothing that compares to that.
Okay, you sound like you're getting horny on the air.
Right. She's going through a little heat
playing.
She's like, right, look at her, press the button.
She's not laughing, so she knows what I'm in here for. She's like, Her legs over there shaking. Her legs over there shaking and shit, like, oh my God.
Sir,
why did you call in?
Oh my God.
I just wanted to see what was the show about.
It's about if you wouldn't do it in real life, you wouldn't do it in games, you do it in real life.
He can't even tell the truth. Oh, my God.
For instance, with your sister or one of your cousins, would you get with one of your cousins if, man, I can't even talk.
Nah, I mean, that's nasty. I mean, to me, once you get that title, cousin, aunt, you know, that's what it is.
That's it, yeah.
Nothing more.
Right. See, a lot more guys need to think like that. They don't think like that. They're just thinking what's in their pants. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You still gonna let me dress.
And then at the end of the day, you're like, you're still messing up a good relationship.
Right?
Right, you gonna throw that we smash, though. Even though we uncles and brothers and shit, like, they gonna let me smash.
Just let me slide through.
Yeah.
Best thing, shut up. That's what best thing. Best thing, you like.
Yeah, we were just talking about a lot of people that still do it. We were saying that.
Yeah, because I had a grandma a long time ago. And, you know, I like to role play once in a while because I role play with my baby, you know. And I got on voice. I had to get on voice for something. And she heard my voice.
No way,
and she was like, oh, my God.
Be quiet. I want to hear the story.
I need to call him and be like, hey, what's up, baby?
Oh, my God. Go ahead, honey. Tell your story.
Anyway, like I was saying, I had a grandmother a long time ago. I had to get on voice for some reason. I think my keyboard wasn't working or something like that. So I got on voice, and she heard my voice. She just lost it. She said, oh, my God. You know, well, you and me should get together. I was like, wait a minute. You my grandma. You know, you got that title already. So she was like, well, you know, make an oath. But what am I making those for? I'm playing that shit. So I dropped her right there. I was like, can't be my grandma.
How's your grandma gonna tell you to make an offer she can fuck you? What the fuck?
Like, we can make my grandkids tomorrow.
Grandma
like,
was about
that
line.
Isn't that the grandmother that ended up marrying her own?
Her own father, yep.
Yeah, she ended up marrying her own father.
She sure did.
The backwoods of SM.
And I think she got with one of her sons afterwards, didn't she?
No. First she got with one of her sons. Then she got with her father.
Ew, what the fuck?
She was going through the whole family, so.
What's up, family?
I dropped that family a long time ago.
You did the right thing.
Okay. Mm-mm. Cousins, brothers and sisters getting together. So, not my taste.
Mm-mm. How do you mess up the whole sugar? We was getting on sugar, and you called it. Now
right.
We can't get sugar. I fucked up your emotion.
Oh, damn.
You gotta hang up and listen to this. Hang up. Goodbye, Sully. Bye, Sully. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. I threw me out like that. I didn't want to be on the show anyway.
You wanted to be on the show. That's why you called in. You wanted to be on the show.
Bye,
baby. Bye, my high society sisters.
Hi, bye.
Bye.
My phone.
We got someone else on air. Hold on. Caller, who are we talking to? Hello?
It's me.
Oh, goodbye.
Hey, God.
Bye, Lulu.
It's a drunk one.
Oh, my God.
Moving on.
It's
oh, wow.
Hold on.
Wait. Is that Lulu?
Yeah.
Oh,
Lulu.
Bye, Lulu.
Bye, Lulu.
Wow.
Bye.
Lulu, you just missed your cousin.
Tommy just calling because he heard Sugar Morgan on the talk show. That's why he called in. He was
okay.
Like,
wow.
He was like, I'm ready for you to get this shit together. Don't let niggas think you single. You ain't allowed to move.
Sugar was moaning.
Sugar was moaning.
I was not. Oh,
she was
my God. I was not moaning.
She was over here like,
yes,
no.
Oh, oh,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
You had
it. I knew you had it in you.
Lord, I was not moaning.
I knew you had it in you. So we know. Wait, I'm Odie Jealous. I'm going to tell you how I'm Odie Jealous, though, because we know that Sugar's going to get some ass after the show.
Bitch. No, I'm not.
Right.
Right. Who are you fooling? You're a bitch. Just want to say that.
No
bitch.
Lord, I'm not going to say what I was just doing before the show.
Ew, sis.
Wow.
Ew. No, bitch. You were taking a shower. Hold on. You were taking a shower. So you trying to tell me you made love to your shower head? Is that what you're saying?
No. That's not what it don't take that damn long to take a damn shower either.
We know less than we already know less than we make a love to her shower head.
The shower head's freaking awesome though. Oh my God.
Less than she getting it in with her shower head.
I don't know the detachable one.
You gotta get the rotating shower head.
Oh my God.
Less than got the one that vibrates.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
when
you
have
a
talk about no damn shower head, nasty
ever.
Where'd you buy that?
Y'all got to
deal
with this. Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Bed,
I tell you the name of it,
right?
But I don't know.
I gotta write it down. Bed, Bath.
I have to take my sexual endeavors out on y'all because I can't have sex. So I'm taking it out.
Everybody. Oh, you can't.
That's too bad.
You can't have sex. I'm sorry.
No. So I have to take it out on y'all. So I gotta imagine. I imagine these stuff in my head.
So you can live vicariously.
Best to be playing with her fingers.
Oh my God.
Lord
help me.
This is like,
I'm not going to lie. I just bought like new toys earlier this week, so I was pretty excited about
it. See? I told y'all
I said new toys. I used to say shit about fingers.
Lulu is free. Wait, so I have a question. Okay.
You need that little bullet thing to where it has a little remote. You just stick it
there
and you have a remote.
That's
what
she was telling me about that the other day.
She was telling me
I'm
like, it's a water-based.
You can go get a bullet.
Get a bullet. Get a bullet. Like,
oh my God.
Like, that shit to work, too? Oh, my God. I'm ready that to work. That's the best that I'm like,
My question is this, though. If you say, okay, say you play with your toys in real life, would you do it on SL? Would you go and actually buy sex toys on SL?
No.
I've seen it.
I mean, depending on how deep you are into your role playing in regards to your toys, honestly, I don't really see the point. But, you know, different strokes for different folks. If you feel like you need to have your, like, I don't know. That's just a whole. Me, I'm not into like, I'm not having, like, Abby sex, so I don't feel like my Abby needs a toy.
Hold on. You just missed on yourself. You don't have Abby sex. What do you have? Because you got kids. And you don't have Abby sex.
I adopted my kids, though.
No, Heifer. You pushed out Mar.
Okay, that was my only baby's daddy. I only have one baby daddy. I have three kids and one baby daddy. And, my other kids I adopted.
But you ain't have any sex, though. So what you got? Phone sex?
Okay. I'm not into Abby sex right now. First of all, I can count on my one hand how many times I've had Abby sex. And yes, I do prefer phone sex over Abby sex.
How do you moan? Give us an example of you moan. We already heard of the moan.
How y'all doing?
Give us an example.
No,
we already heard sugar moan. Yeah, go ahead and moan. We trying to hear you moan, girl.
I have to moan.
You got out of bounds!
I have a very sensual moan. I can't just be moaning for people.
You moaned a little bit ago at a freaking lesbian club. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, that lesbian club was very appreciative of my moans, okay?
You say you can't just do it for anybody when you just did it for them.
Okay, but there's a difference.
Right, okay, somebody just got in my box and said Skype sex. Somebody just got in my box and said Skype sex. So, okay, who does Skype sex?
I've had Skype sex before. Some people do Skype sex. I think some people do.
I've had Skype sex before.
I prefer the phone
sex.
On Yahoo.
Yeah, I know who got caught up with that before. No shade.
Peachy knows everything, man. She's more shy.
I don't get it. So you're on Skype and you're like, you're watching him beat and he's watching you play with your shit and you're like, we're doing this together.
There's different ways to have sex, period. You just really have to be, you can't just do that shit with anybody, one. Like, that's something, like, Skype sex, that's something, like, somebody, like, you done seen, like, for me, I would have had to met you for real, and we have already had, like, established some sort of serious relationship, and if we're, like, long distance, then, okay, yeah, we can have Skype sex.
I don't know. Hold on.
We've only got 2 minutes to the show. We're going to probably continue talking. Once the show is wrapped up, probably within 30 more minutes, you ladies and gentlemen can hear it on the archives. Until then, sugar kisses. Go ahead, ladies.
Lulu, you got a moan before we get off this phone. We got 2 minutes.
I need to go away.
I want to hear somebody moan before we get off this phone. Somebody go moan.
Go away. Come back 6 months.
Oh my God.
That was a little.
Just be like,
I want to hear Peachy Moan.
I want to hear Peachy Moment.
No.
Go ahead, Peachy. We want to hear Peachy Moment.
Y'all real quick.
Bessie, you ain't gonna moan. All you gotta do is be like, see, this is my moan. This is my moan. This is why I can't have sex. Because I'll be like,
ew.
What is that?
You look like a dead cat, man.
Bitch, you act like SLA never heard you moan. Bitch, go ahead and moan.
Oh my god.
You should be doing
those.
What?
Yes, Lulu, you got more than get them hype. More than get Lulu, so they can get hype.
I got them all.
Let me go to another room.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a moaning contest. See who wins.
See who wins, right?
I'll put up.
Yeah, Lulu will be all in it. I'm sorry. Lulu's a porn star in the low.
You know what? Every single last boyfriend I've ever had my entire life has told me I need to be a porn, like a phone sex operator.
You need to get off here.
I can't disclose while we're on this on here.
Huh?
You can't disclose?
She has a porn star on the wall, but she just don't want to. You don't want to pay and call back in and be like, hold up, bitch. We all know she's a porn star on the wall.
No,
The way how she was acting before Pelly called in, you would actually think that Pelly was actually right under her, giving her some good loving. She was like, Pelly, yes, men.
And I don't call him Pelly. I call him by his government name. I call him Angel.
Angel.
No, it's
that's
more like
he
it's more like I, Bobby. Ooh, Angel.
Kiko is making her day. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm doing this show with Shona.
That just really
happened. Oh my god, Lessa, sugar beat you out. Lessa, you got more. You and Lessa, there's sugar mold, and we all know sugar. Y'all got a mold. So let's get it poppin'.
I gotta get in the moment. Give me a second.
Girl come in the background like, Mom, what are you doing?
Lord.
She's going to go in the bathroom and run the water.
She's downstairs, bitch. I'm downstairs. I just had to come downstairs. I got a better one because
I take my moaning very seriously, and I have different moans for different things.
Wait, Sugar just beat you, Lulu. Sugar beat you. I'm not going to lie.
I had to get out of the room because if I moan, the brain's going to jump up, and I can't have that.
We don't want me to go into my many categories of different moans.
Lord,
wait, no, after Lessa.
I'm so silly doing it. I'd be like,
Oh my god.
That is just beginning to. I'm not even in the mood. I gotta be in the mood. It's the one thing I have to do with.
Wait, okay, now, Bestie, you the last man hanging, girl. You are the last man hanging. Don't be a sellout.
I'm gonna be a sellout today, girl. Y'all crazy.
Bestie's not acting like she ain't no freak.
Lulu, get that high note, though.
Let your stripper side out, girl.
Forget y'all.
No. Come on, Bessie. We waiting on you.
Lord, how did we get on this subject?
Sugar started when she started talking about how did I start it? When she was like, tell it, yes, men.
Oh my God.
That's how she started it. She started like that. She was like, I was like, this bitch is horny.
I did not.
I'd probably start speaking her Jamaican slang when she be having sex.
I do, girl. I'd be like,
motherfucker. Oh, my God. But, oh, yeah, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Like, one more. Oh, yes. Yes, kill it. Oh my God. Yes, stick your cock in me. Yes, daddy. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sunday, it's a little day.
It's gonna be a 12 o'clock. It's gonna be a Monday.
I wonder if people would actually live their lives like that. They will play that shit. And what about furries? Because you know there are people in real life that run around in them damn costumes.
Oh, I've seen that.
And have
That's
sex. It's like a sexual furry. Fetish thing.
God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they have that damn website called FetLife. And they have, like, the most craziest things. Like, you can sign up for a fetish group, and it's, like, they have shit that is so detailed, like, down to, like, incest groups. Like, it's just, like,
what?
Super, for yes. Like I want, I've wanted to check it out for a while. Like they have BDSM, like super like things like with fire needles. Like if you're into like swinging, like all that stuff, and it's just like they have actual groups. Like, where you can meet, I know, like, where I live at, like, in Raleigh, you can actually, they have meetings and shit.
Yeah.
Like, where you all get together and you meet up with one another, and it's not, like, a sex orgy party, but it's just, like, they have just, like, a regular meeting, like how we have our high society meeting.
Ew,
like
what the hell?
How the fuck do you have
a meeting about having incest?
Incest is an abomination, and it should be banned.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
That goes back to the first subject at hand.
Except, I would have sex with my 20. Just kidding.
You would have sex with me.
After hearing her moan like that, oh my God, girl, let me say.
I know.
Oh, Lord,
Lord, that wasn't even good.
I'm not witnessing this.
Lessa is a freak, girl.
Oh,
I'm not witnessing this.
A freak. Oh my God, I've known that since the day I met her. I was like, let me find out this bitch more freakier than me.
Yes, she is a freak.
Especially
after that moan is.
It's a secret. No, we're supposed to know that.
All you have to do is ask Lisa a series of questions, and if she gives her honest opinion, that's how you know she's really a freak. That's all I'm saying.
God.
She got into that mooing, girl. I was like, oh.
And then she acts shocked when other people aren't into the same shit she is. She's like, you don't do that?
What?
Oh, my God. Being safe, careful. I mean, shit happens.
You're only young. When we get on the phone and we're just open, like, at the end of the
I've
day,
always,
when we hang up, we deal with business.
I've always been extremely comfortable with my sexuality. Like, I have no problem in voicing how I view sex. I've never had that problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well. Catch us again on Wednesday when we will talk about hump day.
So we can appease Sanaa and her little pregnancy hormones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live it through every
exactly.
last one. And I'm going to enjoy it. I am. I'm not even going to lie.
She's
horny. So good. And then I can't even get head. Like, how the fuck? I can't even get head. Like, this isn't even right.
That is not your pregnancy.
Because of this, I'm living my sexual life through you guys. So, on Wednesday,
since you're living your sexual life through us, I'm about to get off here because my man just told me he wants me to call him in real life. So, yeah.
I have to go back and get back on the phone with the person I was previously talking to before I came, called in. So,
yeah, so we're going to do this again real soon.
I'm
just going to sit here and watch cartoons.
Is there any other porn other than cartoon porn?
Bye, y'all. Get off my damn phone. Get off the phone. Get off the phone. Bye.
Bye. Love you all.
Bye.
Sugar kisses.